Today, we are going to talk about food. There are people who've come from different parts of China, and also we have someone who comes from Argentina and from Belarus, and also we got one from Iraq, and our teacher from Spanish. We're going to ask one of our young lady who comes from Belarus. Her name is Sweeta, and we're going to ask her, how do you normally cook at home? What kind of food do you cook at home?
I cook casual food and native from my country. Sometimes I cook something different from books, from internet. And here I have learned different dishes from different countries.
Okay, now I'm going to ask Marta about Argentina food.
I make pies, Argentinian pies, and barbecue. I made Asian food now. And
usually, do you cook food from your country?
No, I don't. I make different type of food from my country or Asian.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm going to ask Alina.
Yeah, I think when I'm cooking, I think about nutrition more than taste. So now, I think now I cook food more like West culture, Western culture. Western. Like sandwich, because it is convenient and easy. Yeah, it is easy, and it is have good. It consists of many kind of material. Like you can find the bread and meat and even fish like tuna and veggies in sandwich. It's good for your health. And also, I cook some Asian food because it's traditional, we used to eat it. And when I just arrived here, I learned many kind of cakes. After that, I just realized cake is a kind of really unhealthy food. I don't eat it now. Unhealthy.
Why?
Because when you cook a cake, you need to use sugar, a lot of oil and butter. Yes. So it's really unhealthy.
Oh, okay. Now I think we should ask Fosia about the Iraqi cuisine.
Usually I cook Arabic food and specific Iraqi food, like other Asian dishes. It contains rice with soup, but sometimes I like to change. I cook other dishes when I watch a program on TV and just for taste. And then if I found delicious, I try again.
What do your family prefer?
When I invite Iraqi people, usually I cook Iraqi food because they like to taste Iraqi dishes. And when I invite some people from other countries, I cook special Iraqi food they haven't tasted before.
That's very interesting. And now I'm going to ask Lisa, do you cook only Chinese at home?
Yeah, generally, I cook Chinese food at home.
Do you like going out for dinner sometimes?
Yeah, twice a week.
Twice a week. Okay, wow. Mm. Oh, yeah, it costs a lot of money, does it?
Sometimes. If you eat seafood, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Summer, do you always cook at home?
Sometimes, because I not experience cooking, but I have some dishes really easy to cook. For example, the chicken rings. Make the chicken rings. I just buy some Swiss sauce in the China shops to cook the chicken rings, because the sweet sauce is delicious. So make the rings is really good.
What about you, Wenning? Do you usually cook at home?
sometimes because I come from east of China, but my husband's family from southern of China, so the taste is different. So sometimes I cook some dish for myself. Other time, my father and mother-in-law cooks.
Okay, yeah, you're very lucky. And how often do you cook by yourself?
One or two times a week. Yeah.
Very lucky.
Very lucky girl. And what about Tony? Do you cook at home?
Do you eat at home?
Tony? I'm interested in do eat at home.
Yes, I do.
Who cooks for you?
Who are you? Oh, my mom. Cooks for me.
Wow, lucky.
Only your mom?
Yes.
And my dad.
Different
Chinese food.
Hot dog?
Yeah.
Do you like Chinese food?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like other food?
Any food.
Do you have a favorite dish?
No, fish.
Do you know how to cook?
I know.
Do you practice?
Yeah.
Even once?
What can you cook?
Rice?
Salad.
Yes, sandwich.
Sandwiches.
For your egg.
Jean, do you normally cook at home?
Yeah, I do. I cook every day. Generally, I cook Chinese food or Aussie food, both. But my son usually likes the Aussie food, so I cook Aussie food often. Because every time I cook Chinese food, he hates it. So I cook Aussie food more often. Oh. It's easier.
I'm interested, what type of Aussie food do you cook?
Usually I cook bun steak with mashed potato. You know, you just fry the steak and peel the mashed potato and the boiling and put the milk and the butter mix, mesh, and with the steak. It's delicious for my husband and son.
I think steak is from Europe. Yeah. Aussie food here.
Meat pie.
I think
meat pie.
Yeah.
Meat pie.
Yeah.
Aussie food.
Yeah. Aussie food.
I think the steak or mashed tomato you said it should be European food. Mashed potato is European. Yeah. What really is Aussie food? Barbecue.
No, this
way.
Aussies
barbecue a lot.
Because Aussie people use this food from everywhere, all world. Because this is many migrants from different countries.
Different countries.
I think food here is mixed sometimes, because some people don't know where from this food they use sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but because some people who arrived earlier, maybe last century, before last century, cooked something, but later it would mix it, train again, and mix it here.
In television, one man, Aussie man, I think the name is Hugh.
Hugh.
He made every recipe with a lot Chinese of oil Asian. And butter and cream.
I think in Australia, for food, there is another thing we need to pay attention on. That's healthy. Traditional Aussie food, most of them is healthy and unhealthy. Oil, full of meat and sugar.
And cheese. I make cannelloni by myself and gnocchi.
Yeah,
I think in English it's
gnocchi. I can't make it, but I always eat it, pizza.
I sometimes cook spaghetti, which is pasta, cheese, and tomato sauce. Yeah, sometimes I put a bit barbecue sauce and with diced bacon.
Can I ask a question? What is
me? Maybe only once a month.
So your husband doesn't cook at all?
Not at all. Never. Never ever.
Mm. My husband sometimes cook, but only himself can enjoy it.
Enjoys it. Like,
he's a bad cook, lazy guy.
He's not interested in it. He never think about cooking.
maybe another day we get some other recipes. It's very interesting. There is multicultural food. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. We hope to see that.
Thank you.